If you're hoping for a nice, quiet evening, oh boy, you're in the wrong place. This is Friendly Fire with Ryan and Tarek. And filling in for Tarek is John Downs on News Talk 1010.
And welcome to your Monday evening. It's nice to be back. It's nice to be here. And it's nice to see all of you, with the exception of the man to my near left. I'm just kidding, buddy. How you doing?
You know, I was sitting there for like
you were
3 days last week.
Now, when you say that, just to give people a visual, I usually sit in the
captain's chair.
I wasn't going to say the captain's chair. That's rather pretentious.
Well,
the Alan Hale chair.
It's not that hard. Let's call it that.
The skipper.
It's not that hard.
No? It's not that hard. Would you can sit here tonight if you'd like. I'll put my feet up and sit back there and make witty little comebacks every time you say something, if you wish.
If you try.
If you want, you can be part of the show. You can text us at 71010. You can give us a call at Star Talk, Star 8255. A whole host of things to talk about tonight. Now, we're going to get into this conversation about raising the speed limit. And it's interesting because it ties into a conversation I had on the weekend. We'll tell you about it in just a second. It was on the weekend on the 401. And we're having a conversation, my wife and I. And we're saying, you know, it's interesting because we're doing about 120. This was Sunday, yesterday morning. No, but it's not bad because people are going by us, and you know that everybody, it's pretty much an
just because other people do it doesn't make it's right,
but
it's right, Ryan.
It's an unrecognized sort of thing. It's an unspoken rule that everybody goes 120 on the 401. Am I right about that?
Well,
yes.
If you get busted, are they going to, actually, you know what they do?
What?
They don't ever nail you for what you were going.
You're saying cops make it up.
No, I found if you know,
here we go.
If
I were you dishing
over,
this gold last week?
No. I'm just saying if I'm pulled over for going, this has happened maybe once or twice in my life. You know, going 72 and a 50, they nail me for 65 and a 50.
Right. So they don't give you the actual
penalty.
They
seem to acknowledge there is a little leeway that the speed
whole
limit
life,
is
though,
not actually written in stone.
Whole life doing 120 on the 401. Never been busted. And I'm going to guess that no cop in his right mind, because that's what, you know, people just say, okay, it's 120. Do what you got to do. You're not getting busted for
you're
that.
Going down a hill, though. Watch out. Before you know it, you're a 124, 125.
No, but see, that's not the thing. You know, I keep it at 120, just keep it on 120, and you coast. But the thing was, we were having a conversation about what is the range? Is it 123? Is it 124? Are they going to get you at 125? And then we started to talk about the idea as to whether or not the need for speed limits on the 400 series highway, and maybe some of the other ones around town, need to be changed. Maybe the time of doing 100 is gone by the wayside. And lo and behold, somebody that wants to be in power is suggesting just that. We'll come back and talk about it in 60 seconds because I think there are a lot of people probably on those highways right now that wouldn't mind a little bit of a speed boost, a little bit of an increase. We'll come back. It's Friendly Fire. We're getting going here on your Monday night on News Talk 1010. It's a little driving appropriate music. Fits the theme, courtesy of our technical guy, Andre Prue. Well done, sir. Talking about the speed limits in the province of Ontario. And according to the Freedom Party, it's their idea, and we're going to meet their leader in just a second, Paul McKeever. He says, every day on long stretches of Ontario 400 series highways, traffic moves approximately 120 kilometers per hour. Even though the posted speed limit is 100, in their 2011 election plank, and yes, they are running, it calls for the speed limit on the 401, the 400, and the other 400 series highways to be increased to 120 kilometers per hour. He says that in 1973, Arab oil-producing countries reduced the supply of oil and raised its price in an attempt to make Western foreign policy anti-Israeli and pro-Arab. The U.S. responded by imposing a number of gasoline rationing measures. One of such, which was lowering the highway speed limits to 55 per hour in an attempt to increase fuel efficiency for car travel. And the progressive conservatives followed the U.S. lead back in 1976. So it's something that was done in the past. We definitely have people that do way more than 120 right now in the present. In the future, should it be raised to 120?
Well, is this really about raising the speed limit, or is this acknowledging what the speed limit really is? And the one thing that's driven me nuts for years is by leaving it technically at the 100 mark, what the government does is they are essentially allowing the public, the driving public, to undermine provincial law. If the speed limit is posted at 100 and you're letting people do 120, you are encouraging people to undermine traffic laws. And that is, I think that's just, quite frankly, irresponsible.
The problem, though, is if everybody's doing it, who do you bust? Everyone?
No.
Do you have a massive sting and
no.
Everyone
you
is doing 120
over? You do change the limit. You change it. At the very least, it should be up to 110 by now. It's kind of a, we shouldn't have unwritten rules, like you're saying. when it comes to traffic laws. You know, drinking and driving is not an unwritten rule. Mm-hmm. Putting on your signal for the courtesy and the safety of those behind you is not an unwritten rule. These are laws, and I don't understand at this point. And I would love for a minister of transportation, for example, to say this is why we're keeping it at 100, even though we all know the speed limit is not 100. It's just all right.
But then, if you did make it 120, does a new set of unwritten laws take shape?
Meaning,
do you have people driving 130 and you say, okay, well, they're doing 130? This is not uncommon in Europe where people do pretty high rates of speed, but nobody really complains about it because everybody's doing the same amount of speed. They're traveling at the same rate. So everybody gets by, everybody gets to where they need to be, and nobody's really harmed by it.
Well, and this is the thing, is we also have minimum speed limits, which are never really enforced either. So does this mean the minimum speed limit will be boosted? The most dangerous thing about speed, in my opinion, is the kind of diversity in
the speeds
at which people drive. So if I'm driving, I find it very frustrating when someone's going 95 and they're in the middle lane. In fact, very dangerous, because if I'm going 115 and I've got to pull out, I go into that middle lane and all of a sudden I'm about to crash into this person in front of me. So I think that's what we really have to watch out for, is we have to be very honest about speeds.
The other part is there are some people out there that aren't comfortable with doing 120. There are some people who aren't comfortable right now doing 100 that are out
By
there,
all
and
means,
you're right.
Stay on the right.
Those people become impediments.
Right.
You know, and you've got to kind of veer out of the way of them. Do we put them in more danger if we decide to increase the speed limit of those around them?
Well, right now, there are
people that are afraid to drive the highway as it is.
Well, you know these people who say, I'm going 100, I'm going the speed limit,
yeah,
I'm not getting out of your way.
Irritating.
And they're sitting in the left, in the passing lane. That's incredibly irresponsible. That is much more dangerous than someone doing 122. So I think we have to be honest about this. And, you know, what better time than to address these little things? Is it a number one priority for the province? No, but it is something that would be an indicator they are actually paying attention to some of the things that
get
to people's names. Yeah.
Because this is a day-to-day conversation. I'm sure a lot of people
everybody has it.
We'll come back. We'll interact with you. You can text us at 71010. You can give us a call at Star Talk, Star 8255. Paul McKeever, he's the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. It's his idea. We'll see where he's coming from. All as Friendly Fire continues here on News Talk 1010.
When they attack a story, it's like a wrecking ball into a Barbie dream home. Friendly Fire on News Talk 1010.
Got a great text message here. Why do car manufacturers have to make cars that go 180 kilometers an hour when the speed limit is 100 kilometers? But I don't disagree. If speed limits are 120 kilometers on the 400 series highway, I'm all for it. And that's something that is being suggested, John, by the Freedom Party of Ontario. And they say if they were in government, they would bring speed limits back into line with normal traffic speed limits on Ontario's 400 series.
Sounds like what they call a populist commitment.
Is it, though, or is it a realistic commitment? Like dealing with the realities that people face.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. I got to wonder, though, if this is just to, grab people's attention, like, you know, chain gangs or something like that.
Paul McKeever is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. Is that your intent?
Certainly not. I hope we don't have chain gangs near these highways.
No, people are going too fast. Of course not.
Freedom Party's focus is, you know, all of our planks, and we've got about 16 of them now, are all about how can we make your life easier and less hassle, oriented. Whether it's pesticides or whatever, there's a lot of planks. There's a serious planks, of course, electricity policy and et cetera. But there are so many little things that can be done so easily that no one's turning any attention to. And so we've added some of those more major irritants. Just they're irritants. They're not big ticket items. They wouldn't cost the government any money. They would simply be smart things to do.
How does it, I'm sure you've looked into this extensively before putting it out, so how does it differ from, say, country to country, or even here in North America with the United States and Canada?
Well, it's interesting. You know, when they lifted the 55-mile-an-hour national limit in the United States, most of the other states immediately went back to restoring their old limits. So in Texas, for example, you have 70-mile-per-hour limits. You have 70-mile-per-hour limits on some of the interstates. You have 80 in Florida. And the practice there is, it's kind of counterintuitive. People don't travel at the full limit. There's a sense that, you know, this is my vehicle. It's capable of traveling this fast on this highway. Most vehicles are made roughly about the same. And traffic gets a sort of rhythm to it. It knows, you know, this is about how fast we're all going to travel. on this kind of highway. If it gets twisty and turny, we slow down. And we saw seen that, for example, in north of Toronto during rush hour traffic, people slow down because they see all of the cars coming on and whatnot. So the practice is speed limits don't dictate how fast you're going to go. Road conditions do. Traffic does. And so lifting the limit to the existing speed of cars is not going to do anything except one thing. Stop people from being charged for doing what everyone's doing every day quite safely.
Paul, the reality is, though, while I could drive 120, no problem, every time we have the first snowfall of the season, everyone starts crashing into each other. I just don't think Ontarians are good enough drivers if you raise the limit.
Well, you know, keep in mind, I mean, the limit at 100 is probably too fast in some of those days. And what do people do? They slow down to perhaps 30 and 40 and 60, depending on the road conditions. I think you have to take into account the facts of reality. We know that people don't keep doing, say, 120, 130 during those snowy days. And even if the limit were 190, I'm sure they wouldn't go 150 on those days. They're going to slow right down, just as they do now, to that 30, that 50, or whatever the road conditions require.
All right, what about that discretion point, though, where people say, okay, you know, it's posted now at 100, I'm going to go 120. Is there any fear that people might decide, okay, it's 120, so therefore I'm going to go 130 or 135?
I don't think so. There's two things there. One is, you know, the enforcement's still there. Police officers are now pulling over people who are doing 130. Although there are times at which you're probably moving in some traffic that's got a good clip to it at 130, most of the time, I mean, I drove to London and back. The flow of the traffic was going at the customary 120, both there and back. You might have had the odd guy who felt he had to beat the band, and he went 130. And that guy will probably get pulled over, just as he gets pulled over now. He'll get pulled over after the limit goes to 120. Whether it's going to be necessary, for example, if there was a sudden response where people are traveling 150 as a result of the limit going up 200, or sorry, going up 20, it would be 200. Some of these proposals I hear talking about the Autobahn and whatnot. But anyway, no, if it went up to 120 and people started going up to 150 instead of going up to 130, the answer then is to increase penalties so that officers can really put a slap down on people who are driving dangerously. The answer is not to punish people who are already driving safely at 120.
Well, you got me on your side on that one. Yeah, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario.